This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. How often do you think about your soap? Well, if you answered, not much, maybe you should. You see, a lot of what passes for soap in stores is technically not soap, according to the FDA's definition. It's full of lab-created chemicals and detergents because, well, it's cheaper to make. Now, what if you could buy natural soap made from natural ingredients like tallow, palm oil, coconut oil, and scented with essential oils, and for just a little more than you'd pay for grocery store soap? Sterling soap is 100% natural, and with a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne, there's a product and a scent for just about everybody. Check them out for yourself at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
There are those years in football history where just amazing things happened and a game started to change its trajectory, and 1920 is one of those. From Harvard winning the Rose Bowl and getting a share of the national championship retroactively, to the rise of the Wonder Teams, and of course, pro football history as the NFL gets a start as the APFA. We are covering that as we wind down this week, here releasing this episode on Father's Day, June 21st, and finishing up our week that we centered on the year of 1920. Hey, everybody, I'm Darren Hayes, PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and we are counting down and jumping across our timeline. New feature on PigskinDispatch.com. Go to the top timeline. We have every year, we're building it. We're up in the 1980s right now, but releasing a new year every single day, releasing a new day of the year every day, also on our timeline. Two separate timelines on there when you click on that and check it out. And we are celebrating with our podcasts, our YouTube channel, our YouTube shorts, and our, you know, on our website as well, to celebrating this great timeline, which I don't think many people have. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But let's get into 1920. We have talked quite a bit this week on a podcast and, you know, some YouTube shorts and a long form video on YouTube channel, Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel, on September 17th, 1920. The American Professional Football Association is formed. Canton, Ohio, Hupmobile Showroom of Ralph Hay. Jim Thorpe becomes president. The 2 years later, that group becomes the NFL, those 14 original members. And, so we're not going to beat that dead horse, but there were other very eventful things that happened in 1920, like we alluded to at the beginning. You know, starting off the Rose Bowl, January 1st, 1920. This is one of the early Rose Bowl games. And it was sort of a sign at the end of the 1919 season that things were back to normal. World War One was over. The Spanish flu pandemic that sort of wiped out the whole 1918 season was over. The Rose Bowl, the previous couple years, had been been military teams only playing in it. Well, now there's back to a little bit of normalcy as Rose Bowl featured the best of the East, the Harvard Crimson, against the Oregon Webfoots. And this game was very much a classic. It was a little bit of a chilly day that day, but many say that played into Harvard's advantage because they were used to the cold weather. Oregon, not so much, but even though they're northern latitude as well, above where Pasadena is. But it ended up being a defensive battle, like many games were back then, and were run heavy offenses. And Harvard ended up winning the game 7-6. A missed extra point attempt was what cost the Webfoots that Rose Bowl game. So that's how the 1920 Rose Bowl, but it signaled everybody, hey, football, college football, back to normal, no more war, no more disease, pandemics going on. Let's play some ball. And that takes us, all the way to the final year. And that really set up for that September 17th meeting, where professional football before World War One, it was starting to build up towards, the Ohio League. The mythical Ohio League was grouping together. They were talking about, crowning champions and yada yada, adding some teams and organizing a little bit better and having, no team jumping and stuff like that. Well, they finalized that deal. Got some teams from New York and Illinois and some other states, and really got everything together. to make the NFL. Like I said, we're not going to beat that one too well. But the first game of the APFA happened on October 3rd, 1920. So really, the first time two NFL teams, franchises, played each other, even though they were under the guise of the APFA, the Dayton Triangles and the Columbus Panhandles at Dayton's Triangle Park. Triangles end up winning that game 14-0 on that. As we are in the World Cup, we'll say nil instead of zero to our tip to our European friends. But yeah, that was the first game between two APFA teams. Now, there were some other games previously where some NFL or APFA franchises played, but they played independent teams that were outside of the league. The Chicago Cardinals, who are now called the Arizona Cardinals, they played their very first NFL game or APFA game on October 10th, 1920. They played the Chicago Tigers, a crosstown rival at the time. It was a 0-0 draw. Chicago Bears were not the Chicago Bears yet. They were the Decatur Staleys, so they were in a different town at that time. So the Chicago Tigers and the Chicago Cardinals were crosstown rivals at that first year of pro football organized. October 17th, the Chicago Bears, who were the Decatur Staleys, as we talked about previously, they played their first NFL opponent, the Rock Island Independents. They ended up winning that game, beating Rock Island 7-0. The Staleys had some really big stars. Besides George Halas, he had his buddy Patty Driscoll, who he played military ball with, played in the Rose Bowl a couple years earlier, and they had quite a game together. They also had Jimmy Konzelman on that team, so full of legends there. No wonder the Staleys were a pretty good ball club. November 20th that year at the Northwestern Field in Chicago, Notre Dame's George Gipp played his last game on this date against the Northwestern Purple. Gipp was at the time suffering from a shoulder injury he sustained in a game against Indiana a week earlier. He ended up passing away on December 14th, 1920, just a few weeks after his last game, just after the season had ended. He ended up getting an infection. Some say maybe in that game where it was a little bit wet out and caught something and got into his shoulder. But yeah, George Gipp died. And of course, multiple years later, the coach of the Fighting Irish, Newt Rockne, used George Gipp's some of his final words to say, "Hey, let's win this one for the Gipper." It became a big slogan. It's still very famous today through movies and everything else. But before that, December 4th, the University of Toronto Blues claimed their fourth title in the eighth Grey Cup that was played, beating their hometown rivals, the Toronto Argonauts, 16-3 at Varsity Stadium in Toronto. I remember back in 1920, they were not playing Canadian football yet. They were basically playing rugby back then, but the Grey Cup was the battle for Canada's best football team, which meant rugby back then, and amateur and professional teams alike could play at that time. And so just some tremendous history, 1920, like we said. But of course, that big one is the forming of professional football into the very first super organized league that had some restrictions and rules, the American Professional Football Association. But you can check all this out year by year on our timeline. Make sure you see that, pigskindispatch.com/timeline, or you can just go to pigskindispatch.com homepage, go up to the top, you'll see the words timeline. And right next to timeline, there are gridiron games. Right now we have four games featured that are all football inspired, football themed. And one's a trivia game, the Pigskin Trivia Drive. I think you'll really test your knowledge that you hear here on the podcast and on our YouTube channels and read on pigskindispatch.com. I think you'll have some fun with that. We have a paper football game digitally. You can do that at your leisure when you have some alone time. Many people have done that and taken advantage of that. And some other activities to do as well as some great reading and research. But I think you're really going to enjoy that timeline and watch as we build it out each and every day. We are adding a day every day, the day that you are in. Like today, we added June 21st. And we also added a year, the year of 1982 today was added to our timeline. And tomorrow will be 1983. But it's going to spark the start of a new week, which we are going to feature a new year on our timeline. And you've already seen some of the YouTube shorts sort of preempting that. We're going into the year of 1925. Some great things happened there with Red Grange, Pottsville Maroons, some books we wrote about last year on 100th anniversary, both those, and some many other great things that are happening out there. So make sure you check that out. I just wanted to add back into 1920 before we let go is, you know, 1920 was sort of the start of the Cal Wonder Teams. We, you know, wrote the book a few years ago, When Greasy Met the Wonder Coach, the story of the 1921 Rose Bowl game, which you can also find that on our timeline. But Andy Smith was the head coach, came from Western Pennsylvania, Dubois, Pennsylvania, ended up playing at Penn State and then later University of Pennsylvania, coached a couple stops working his way across the country, got a job at Cal, helped them turn their rugby team into an American football team, and boy, did they turn into something really special. Great four-year run of multiple championships, and there's one of the greatest runs in four-year history of college football. Andy Smith and the Cal Wonder Teams had their very first year of being the Wonder Team with guys like Brick Muller and some other legends of the game. So you can check out these legends. You can check out your dates. You can check out best players by jersey number. We have it all, pixieanddispatch.com. Keep checking out our podcast. We're going to keep firing away these years, covering a bunch of them, really theming the whole week around 1925 and the upcoming week, just like we did in 1920 the previous, and many more years and history and legends to come from this timeline. And you can check out that timeline, pigskindispatch.com. Till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website, seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sports.historynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sports.historynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.